This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. It's the 12th day of May, hoping that you're in the field. And if you're not now, I'll bet Eric Snodgrass from Agriquil is going to tell us that you might be in the next couple of days. Eric, thanks for being with us. What do you see in the near term?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the weather's going to be perfect for the next several days if you're in central Illinois and nearby states. Basically, we've had a pretty big shift in the overall flow of the atmosphere. You know, last time we talked and in some of our weather updates, we've been talking about this big pattern shift coming. Now, we have this thing called the negative North Atlantic Oscillation. That's a big blocking high pressure center over Greenland. That makes the eastern half of the country cool, which is what we're coming out of. But that pattern's breaking down and a new pattern's establishing itself such that there's a deep trough over the western United States and a ridge over the central United States and Midwest. So what that means is, we've dried out. We're going to keep drying out. It's going to warm up. We'll see 70s today in central Illinois. We'll be pushing into the 80s over the weekend, maybe the mid-80s by Monday or Tuesday. That's what happens when you get a trough out west and a ridge in the central part of the country. It'll be dry as well. A lot of field work will be getting done because of that drier weather. Now, what I'm watching, though, with that trough out west is two disturbances coming through in the next week. The first one's going to come through on Monday night through about Wednesday morning. We have what's called a short wave in the flow of the atmosphere. There's a little kind of wiggle in the overall flow of the jet stream. And that short wave is going to be kicking off some showers and storms for the northern plains, like the Dakotas, Minnesota, maybe even some in Wisconsin. Now, they need this. While we've been getting all of this rain in the southern half of the Corn Belt, the northern half has been pretty dry. In fact, I had a phone call the other day with a guy in South Dakota near Pierre. He's saying, why are all the precipitation events missing us? Well, here you go. It's coming your way. Now, the second disturbance is the one I'm watching a little more closely. This is the one that's going to be about a week from now. So when we're talking a week from now, we'll be really hitting on this system. We have another big shortwave coming through that trough, and this one might kick off a bigger precipitation event in the central plains, and that'll move on off to the east. There'll be a severe weather threat with that. But more importantly, we could be seeing a lot of rain building up in Oklahoma and parts of Missouri, where we just had some massive flooding. Now, the timing, the exact location of heavy precipitation, it's too far out to really pin that down, but that's what I'm watching in the next week or so.
And then if you could update us on spring progress and maybe look into the summer months too?
Yeah, let's do that. So we've been kind of watching the planting progress, and that May 16th planting progress report, which is the one coming out next week, is kind of crucial estimate that the USDA will use and kind of understanding what they expect the overall corn crop to look like for 2017, first step in that at least. So with the warmer days coming up, I expect planting progress to really get going. But let's talk about summer. Several of the long-range models that our U.S. government runs, there's actually 9 separate models that they run. All of them, with the new data that came in at the beginning of May, have actually backed off on the really, really warm summer that many of them have been predicting. They are actually coming much more into alignment with the forecasting system we use at Agriquil. What that says is, hey, this summer could have near average temperatures, maybe a slight warm bias. And right now, our model's not picking up on major precipitation stresses, and only one of those 9 models is picking up on some drier weather in the central states. So this is actually looking to be a pretty good summer currently. Now, it's hard to forecast out that long, but that's what we're watching. I'm going to throw in a wild card, though, okay? Right now, over the Gulf of Alaska, so this is off the west coast of the United States, we have had very, very cool sea surface temperatures. It's dominated the flow of the jet stream all winter. It's what erased the drought in California. It's what erased the drought in the central states. So it's been a major factor. Now, in summer, sometimes those cooler waters can help force a ridge in the central plains. And why I get concerned about that is that some of our hottest years that we've kind of had on record have also had that feature. Now, if it was as simple as looking at the temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska and predicting our summer weather, my job would be very, very easy. It's only one thing I'm watching, but I want everyone to let me watch it, keep a close eye on it, and I'll give you updates about the position of that cooler pool of water and what it's going to be doing in our jet stream throughout the month of May and June. By June 15th, we'll make a good call on what we expect those early July temperatures to look like, because you know, when it comes to corn, it's all about what the first 2 or 3 weeks of July will look like in terms of temperature and precipitation. You could have a near average summer with a heat spell right there and a little short drought, and that can really knock the top off the yields. So all of that we'll be watching and updating every Friday.
We'll be counting on you and looking forward to talking with you again next Friday, Eric.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agriquil, joins us here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.